This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. CPN-UML Central Committee elected by party's 11th National Congress approves revisions to party statute. UML announces election schedule for leadership selection at National Congress. President Podel asked government to solely focus on holding March 5th House of Representatives election. Anti-graft body CIAA files charge sheet against former MP Santosh Chalise in illegal property accumulation case. And 15 people confirmed dead in terror shooting at Australia's Bondi Beach, father-son gunmen behind deadly terror attack. Now the news in detail. The final meeting of the Central Committee elected by the 11th National Congress of the CPN-UML held yesterday has approved revisions to the party's statute previously set by the statute convention. According to the decision, the Central Committee will now comprise 301 members up from the 251 member limit established by the statute convention. According to yesterday's decision of the Central Committee, the CPN-UML will now have 19 office bearers, 1 chairperson, 5 vice chairpersons, 1 general secretary, 3 deputy general secretaries and 9 secretaries. Similarly, the number of standing committee members will be 1/3 of the Politburo and the Politburo will consist of 99 members. Meanwhile, the closed session of the CPN-UML's ongoing 11th General Convention have also begun yesterday. Leaders including former Prime Minister and Party Chair K.P. Sharma Oli, Senior Vice Chairperson Ishwar Pokhrel and others addressed the closed session of the convention held at Bhrikuti Mandap in Kathmandu. Similarly, with the start of the closed session, the CPN-UML Central Election Commission has published the voters' list and the election schedule for the selecting the new leadership. Although the 11th General Convention of the CPN-UML, which began on Saturday, was initially scheduled to continue until today, the Central Election Commission has revised the schedule and published a program extending until tomorrow, the 16th of December. According to the released election schedule yesterday evening, the complaints over the voters' name list could be filed until 9 a.m. on Monday today and the final name list will be published at 10:15 a.m. today itself. Similarly, the candidates will be given the nomination from 9 a.m. to 12 today afternoon. Likewise, the candidates could register their forms from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and the preliminary name list of the candidates will be released at 2:30 this afternoon. The complaints on the candidates could be filed from 2:30 p.m. until 3:30 p.m. today and the final name list of the candidates will be made public at 6 today evening. Likewise, voting for the selection of the new leadership will take place on the 16th of December tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The CPN-UML stated that a total of 2,263 representatives from across the country are participating in the ongoing general convention. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case against Santosh Chalise, former member of the dissolved House of Representatives, on charges of acquiring illegal assets. Chalise, who also served as chairperson of the Finance Committee under the Federal Parliament, is also a former mayor of Gokarneshwar Municipality in Kathmandu. According to a press release issued yesterday by CIAA Assistant Spokesperson Ganesh Bahadur Adhikari, the Commission has filed the case at the Special Court in Kathmandu claiming recovery of more than 36.8 million rupees in illicitly accumulated property. The CIAA stated that Chalise accumulated disproportionate and unnatural wealth by acting contrary to the dignity and responsibilities of public office while in power. The press release further states that for the purpose of confiscating the illegally acquired assets, Chalise's wife Mandira Chalise, sons Sagar and Sanjeev Chalise, and daughter-in-law Pramila Pokhrel have also been named as defendants in the case. Meanwhile, the CIAA has also filed an appeal at the Supreme Court against 17 individuals in connection with financial irregularities in the Melamti drinking water supply project. In a statement issued yesterday, the anti-graft body said the appeal challenges the Supreme Court's special court's decision to acquit the accused. Those named in the appeal include Dr. Sanjay Sharma, the then secretary at the Ministry of Water Supply, along with former project chairperson and ministry secretary Bhim Prasad Upadhyaya and Gajendra Kumar Thakur. The CIAA said the move aims to overturn the acquittal and seek further legal action in the long-running Melamji corruption case. President Ramchandra Podel has suggested that the government should entirely focus on holding the House of Representatives elections scheduled for the 5th of March 2026. According to the information shared by the President's press adviser Kiran Pokhrel, receiving the annual report of the National Security Council of the fiscal year 2024-25 at the office of the President yesterday, the head of the state asked the government to discharge its responsibility without impacting the upcoming polls. Prime Minister and Chair of the National Security Council Sushila Karki submitted the report to the President. On the occasion, the President directed the security bodies, including the Nepali Army, to pay much attention on security issues being more prompt than before. With 80 days remaining until the House of Representatives elections scheduled for March 5, 2026, the Election Commission has introduced new provisions in the Election Code of Conduct 2082 to ensure transparency in campaign financing. Under the revised rules, all election-related income and expenses must be conducted through the banking system, and candidates and political parties are required to keep bills and vouchers of all expenditures. They must also disclose estimated campaign cost and funding sources at the time of filing nominations. The code further requires candidates to open a separate bank account exclusively for election campaigns and carry out all related transactions through the particular account. The Election Commission says the measures are aimed at promoting clean and fair elections. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has asserted that it is the responsibility of the state to protect and promote inclusion, social justice and cultural and linguistic diversity. Inaugurating the 26th board meeting of the National Foundation for Development of Indigenous Nationalities in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister commended the foundation's contributions in ensuring recognition, rights, culture and overall development of the indigenous communities across the country. The Prime Minister also expressed confidence that the decisions, guidelines and policy recommendations to be made by the meeting would be relevant for the effective implementation of the national policies. Two elephant calves born at the Elephant Breeding and Training Center at Khorsor in Chitwan National Park are to be sent to Qatar on the 17th of December. The two calves, named as Rudrakali and Khagendra Prasad, raised and trained at the breeding center and sheltered in Sauraha Hathisar, are about to be transferred to Qatar. Dr. Haribhadra Acharya, the information officer of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation, said that the two elephant calves are to be sent to Qatar via a chartered cargo plane from Bhairava International Airport. Previously, Nepal has been presenting various wild animals such as one-horned rhinoceros and elephants to different friendly nations as gifts. Nepal had expressed its commitment to gift elephants to Qatar during the official visit of then-President Bidya Devi Bhandari in 2018. The construction of Pachkal Sunkosi water supply project in Kavre Palantok has reached the final stage. The construction of the project has been delayed about 3 years due to various reasons. According to the project office, the under-construction project has now achieved around 99% physical progress. Around 31,000 citizens would be benefited from the project. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. At least 15 people, including a 10-year-old girl, were killed in a shooting at Bondi Beach in Australia's New South Wales on Sunday yesterday. According to the BBC, the attack occurred during an event marking the start of Hanukkah, and authorities are treating the incident as an act of terrorism. The police has confirmed that the two gunmen were a father and son. The 50-year-old suspect died at the scene while his 24-year-old son is in critical condition in hospital. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese condemned the shooting, calling it an act of pure evil and saying that the attack deliberately targeted the Jewish community. Investigations are continuing as security has been tightened across the region. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy over the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, while the weather will be mainly fair over the remaining areas of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN-UML Central Committee elected by party's 11th National Congress approves revision to party's statute. UML announces election schedule for leadership selection at National Congress. President Powdel asks government to solely focus on holding March 5th House of Representatives election. Anti-graft body CIA files charge sheet against former MP Santosh Chalise in illegal property accumulation case. And 15 people confirmed dead in terror shooting at Australia's Bondi Beach, father-son gunman behind deadly terror attack. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.